Zazen, sitting upright, still, being Zazen in all myriad forms and postures. This is the whole of the Buddha teaching. Hakuin Zenji in Zazen Wasan, which is Song of Zazen, Hakuin calls Zazen, quote, testifying to the truth that self-nature is no nature. Going beyond foolish talk, opening the gate of oneness of cause, effect. Close quote. Dogen Zenji, after many suggestions for sitting place, cushions, body posture, clarifying that, he then wrote in Fukan Zazengi, quote, settling into steady, immovable sitting, think of not thinking. What is thinking of not thinking? He writes, non-thinking. This is the essential art of Zazen. Dogen writes further, the Zazen I speak of is not meditation practice. It is simply the Dharma gate of joyful ease, the practice realization of totally culminated awakening, totally culminated enlightenment. If we need more cautions, Keizan Zenji, several generations after Dogen, wrote extensively of sitting Zazen and walking Zazen, all sorts of reminders and supports, guidelines, in a work that's called Cautions on Zazen. There really is no need for me to say more on this. Our life practice, our essential life practice, is right here, justice. And yet, at times we need supports, we need reminders, we need antidotes for the poisons that we take, that appear in our life. So one such antidote is, thanks for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. It is an antidote to arising habits, to tendencies of life that most of us face from time to time. It's a reminder. It's a reminder of habits, especially our often arising habit of complaining, of judging, whether we're complaining or judging about our so-called self or about so-called others, about circumstances, about events, about those near, about those far. The reminder of thanks for everything is and can be a support to notice, a support of experiencing right now complaints. It's an antidote for suffering habits which seem to appear in our life, for poisons of picking and choosing, for poisons of clinging to likes and dislikes. Because without this antidote, we, all of us humans, become caught up from time to time in self-centeredness. We often insist on holding to self-centered thoughts and dreams. We maintain being caught in self-centeredness with all sorts of habits. So we need reminders. There's a sutra which reminds us there is something that is unborn, not becoming, not created, uncompounded. The sutra continues, if there were not this, it would not be possible to find a way to escape from what is born, become, created, compounded, and what? Attachments of being caught in self-centeredness, of clinging to likes and dislikes and the consequences of it. But, the sutra says, since there is that which is unborn, not become, not created, uncompounded, we know that a way of being free, of escape from what is believed, born, become, created, and compounded, and all the suffering, that's my addition, which is created by that. We know that a way is possible. That's what this whole of practice is. Because the truth of it is, as an ancestor says, our essential nature is nothing but true wisdom. That's what we say in the Heart Sutra. And it's so, even if we don't see it, even if we don't believe it, even if we get caught up in the various ways, just, the ancestor says, just as the waves created by cataracts are not separate from essential nature of water, so we people are not separate, despite the fact that from time to time we're not able to see. From time to time, we get caught up in our lack of clarity. And despite this, the sutra keeps reminding us what the wisdom of the Buddha is, the wisdom of the Tathagata, we say it that way. It is our life. It is, as the sutra says, unimpeded and beyond all measure, and benefits all beings everywhere. It is present in its entirety within the body of every being. I'll add parenthetically, so to speak, it's in every being that you are, that you meet, that you encounter. And yet the sutra continues, ordinary people are ignorant of this and cling to delusions, to, we could say their delusions, but we can say our delusions. So we are not aware of its presence and derive no benefit from it. Close quote. That's why we just did the Heart Sutra. Chanted the Heart Sutra so that we from time to time can remind ourselves all dharmas are forms of ongoing changing. All dharmas are forms of emptiness. Not stained, not pure, not born, not destroyed, without loss, without gain, Mix up the words, doesn't matter where you start, where you end. Fundamentally, there's no ignorance, and yet no end to ignorance. No old age and death, and no end to old age and death. So, being so, despite the fact that we believe our suffering, believe and sometimes cause this, there's no suffering, no cause of suffering, no extinguishing, no path, no wisdom, no gain. There is nothing you lack at this very moment. Therefore, be the Buddha that you are. Be upright Zazen in all the myriad forms of your life. This is the whole of the Buddha's teaching. Thank you.